It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The political chattering class.
That's us.
Is Talking Carl Levin. Yeah, everybody talks. Retiring after 3 decades in the U.S. Senate.
Remembering a long and distinguished career.
And it's certainly not over yet. Mm-hmm. Another 20 months before the end of his term.
But if we're honest.
Really honest.
What this really kicks off is the talk about who will run to replace him and all the implications.
And right now, this is a really delicate subject.
Yeah, kind of like talking about the will at the funeral.
I come to praise Caesar, not to bury him.
Exactly. But don't think the plotting has not already begun.
You've got mail.
Yep, right about then, when Levin's announcement hit the inboxes.
Well, before then, really.
Yeah. Like we said, it is too early for anyone to publicly express interest.
Right. For someone to say they wanted to take Levin's seat, it would be uncouth, tacky.
Mm-hmm. But let's just say anyone who has not taken themselves out is either in or thinking about it.
On the Democratic side, we've got Congressman Gary Peters and Democratic National Committee woman and Southeast Michigan power broker Debbie Dingell being mentioned.
On the Republican side, Congressman Justin Amash, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
Really? Brian Kelly?
Yeah, mentioned. But Kelly is in a bit of an awkward position if his name keeps getting mentioned.
Explain.
Well, Attorney General Bill Schuette made sure he took his name out of consideration right away. For his office, like Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of State, those nominations are made at a party convention.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
So if Schuette or Kelly or Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, if their names keep popping up on people's list of possible Senate candidates, that invites an effort for other contenders for their jobs to organize a convention challenge.
And that only takes a couple thousand people. That's mm-hmm. doable for a lot of people who might not have, you know, the wherewithal to organize a primary campaign.
And Republican conventions in Michigan these days are the Wild West.
So some possible contenders really have to decide quickly. Fish or cut bait?
It may be an honor to be mentioned, but that doesn't make it necessarily a good thing.
And this also brings us to another point. How does having an open Senate seat?
Which is rare. It's been 20 years since Don Riegel retired to create Michigan's last open Senate seat.
How does this affect the rest of the political landscape?
It certainly puts this race in the national spotlight.
Okay. Goody. And it also changes so many political calculations. You know, does having a competitive Senate race drive turnout? Is it a problem to have one more statewide contender competing for fundraising, volunteers, and media attention? Or does it drive up interest?
Will it help Democrats with their goal of driving up turnout in a non-presidential year? And it is a chance for Republicans to challenge the conventional wisdom that Michigan sends Republicans to Lansing, but Democrats to Washington, at least in statewide races.
Right, and Democrats try to do the same with the other statewide races. And we certainly also have to mention, Rick, that this is now adding one more statewide candidate to 2014. We were already going to go to the polls in the race for governor, secretary of state, attorney general. Mm-hmm. Now both parties have to find yet another candidate for this open Senate seat.
And Democrats are already struggling to figure out who they're going to run for governor next year.
But people who weren't looking at a race for governor may look a little more favorably on a Senate race.
The world's most exclusive club.
And if people forsake their current elected offices to run for the Senate, well, that creates opportunities.
Right. Let's say a member of Congress.
Just one.
Okay. Any members of Congress of the U.S. House who don't seek re-election to run for the Senate vacancy, well, that creates another vacancy.
Right. So people serving in the state legislature, county commissioners, or city council members, they could all be looking to make their move. It's kind of like a big chessboard.
Except every piece on the board is a player deciding where they want to move next.
Okay, so a really big, messy chessboard.
A lot of people with aspirations big and not so big will be seeing their chance. That also means a lot of people who are friends today are about to become adversaries.
So many questions.
But I'll make this prediction.
Yes?
There are people who are friends today who will not be friends come December of 2014. A long time ago, we used to be.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
I will mention Zoe Clark is the top contender for resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.